Blog Talk Radio.
I've been long waiting.
Don talk. Yo, I got free liquor, free liquor. Gold bottles, we toast, cause we richer. Bella Hadid, Habib can't be thicker. She's the baddest, believe you me, nigga. I'm one of the goats, one of the most. Niggas is real, fuck how you feel, I'm fucking them both. And this ain't accidental. Stop stuntin', get up out that rental, everything is paid for. House on the hill, chandelier, the richest meal. He the type to hit the bathroom whenever they bring the bill. And I'm a type to walk a chick through the kitchen. Good seller, when he speaks, they all listen. Set this roof on fire, watch the motherfucker burn. Last time was punch rhyme, but this time I brought the urn. To whom's concerned, we reppin' this water. Me and Drake see more faces than Midnight Marauders.
Hit the lights, you know it's money everywhere. Pardon my pockets, I had to drop it cause you dead. She know my name, been wanna scream it since she met me. Let's get it poppin', you know that I'm watching. Ooh, as soon as I get my hands on you. Big body, shawty got me hypnotic. Been about it, still about it, already know how I feel about it. Kamikaze, that bond shit, double R, that sign shit. I just send a picky you to you, like who you, I want this. You knew, but you was doing when you dropped this. On my T, on my top list, that's you on my watch list. That's you on my conscience, baby. Just come up and take me, no take me. We can hit this condo up, we can make a run. No, this ain't no party, we can make it one.
She already got a baby daddy with no answers. Talk about he got a Z. Still it's no regrets and she keeps defending. She a whole move for 2020. I tell her less while you tell her theories. And let my actions speak like hey Siri. It's still Dre minus Snoop Dogg. I kill a pussy, murder was the case like Snoop Dogg.
I need an around the way girl.
That's word to L, I'm bad with birthdays. So every day we celebrate it like
yo,
it's
yo,
your birthday.
Hit the lights, you know it's money everywhere. Pardon my pockets, I hit the drop it cause you dead. She know my name, been wanna scream it since she met me. Let's get it poppin', you know that I'm watching. Ooh, soon as I get my
you call my
Oh. Went from hands on the wheel to hands on my thigh, hands on my body in the back of the Porsche. I'm in love with your fingertips, I reminisce places you kiss, girl, it's been too long. And when you rock them short nails, that's low-key sentimental. Now keep them cut, though, so there ain't no incidentals. And I love them tattoos, I still gotta learn them all. Tell me when you're gonna make them the rightest on my wall. And rocking nails for you. I park the Porsche and drop the top. You drop your dress, I'll take the stress away from you. You begging me to make a move, I'm begging for a sip of juice. You been my favorite kind of fruit, you are my favorite kind of muse. One day when I get back to the world, I'm gonna thank you on a stage. You deserve every kind of praise, because of you I learned to pray. Thank you for loving all my ways, come here and put it on my face. It's like you know how good you taste.
No stress, baby.
Show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Show you how much
I hate being apart.
Show you
till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be. Day and night, I wanna make that body rock. Sit back and watch.
I'm gonna dance.
Tonight I'm gonna put my body on your body, boy.
freaking and you know what. Tic tac, it's a pregame show. Daddy, you know what's up.
Shit is a waste. I gave you all of my time and spend it on your waist. Sweet as Cabernet, eat it till it's sorbet. Shit, I'm in it, babe. You should let it marinate. Put it on my plate. That's the dinner date. I'm gonna grab your face in between these legs. It's tasty. It's tasty.
I hope you know how I move by now. I touch the sky, elevate out of here. Till I touch the sky.
The first sound of the honey sound. Love to hear it every time we start a show. You know, it's very low in the background, but we kind of keep it, you know, literally low and keep it where it's supposed to go. Now, good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, for real entertainment network. Where we boldly go where poems have not gone before, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby. Now, you know, luscious words of our founder and chief man in charge, for real, the poet. Welcome to another installment of War Council. We actually had a couple of things that were supposed to happen today, but I don't think they're all happening. But it's okay, we're here. We're here for the conversation. We're here because War Council is an egalitarian, conscious community panel discussion that discusses around current events and community issues. So I originally had this planned out. I had written it out, but actually it was supposed to, something else was supposed to happen, but I don't think all the people are getting together. So we just want to have to, you know, go with the original plan and then come back to it because it gets a little funny. So we're going to talk about fucking around and finding out, you know, on social media, as well as, you know, we're going to talk about sexual autonomy. Do you have sexual autonomy? What's your freedom? Do you have rape? You know, do you certain things? How did you arrive to it? These things. So before I get into that, let me start opening up the mics. You know, some people that you should know, you should rock out with or here with us each and every time. And if you're here and you know you're supposed to be here because I'm horrible at reading numbers, please press 1 to raise your hand, all right, because that's going to help me out. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to go over here to VA, the Maryland, Virginia area, by way of that area to Alabama. We're going to go with Lisa Lips. How you doing?
Hey, baby. I'm good. How are you?
You know, just keep it together, you know. Trying to keep my butt cheeks tight. I can't be mad. All right. Got to keep it all together. Then we're going to go over here to the state of Pennsylvania. The city of brotherly love, my best friend, and the Philly John herself, Danielle, a.k.a. the Pearl of Negro. Danielle, you there?
Hey, hey.
Always.
Hey, what's up? How y'all
what's
doing? Hey, Diva.
I'm chilling.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Well, you know what the funny thing is? This might be the shortest conversation on the face of the planet. All right, so we see some people here, you know. I see a certain person from Baltimore here. They should raise their hand and just come in, but, you know, they might be busy, so we ain't going to pester them too much. But, you know, half of War Council is on the lam, out, got things going on, you know, life is life. So right now, like, you know, and I can honestly say I didn't want to cancel the show. You know, even though I know that, like, I've been in a little bit of a tizzy, but I'm coming out of the joint. I'm coming out of the joint right now, flexing hard, got big muscles popping. But, you know, I like to be super-duper prepared, have the talent etched out, everything else is going on. And then Adriana reminded me of this thing that we were supposed to do with surrounding a certain conversation, which I think we're going to do at the next War Council, because I think it deserves its own thing, and I don't think that we can actually do it justice the way that we're at. So, but now we're just going to talk about certain things, get into a conversation. It might be a brief, this might be the shortest War Council we ever did. And plus, I got stuff to do in the background because I'm, like, behind schedule, and it's goofy. hate being behind schedule, but I love when like my juices, my creative juices came back. So it's like I'm like eager, like I'm beyond eager, like I'm excited. So that being said, let's start with this F around and find out. I know we had a bunch of stuff in the chat. We had a bunch of stuff in the chat that we were talking about. I wanted to start out with you know, the thing that's going to go to stuff that's going to make us figure it out. Where is it at? Message. All right. I'm going to go to the thing. No. I'm going to go to where I put, I know I put the chat in here. Hold on. Where is it at? Where is it at? Where's that? I'm trying to figure out. Okay. All right. So I know we're going to cover this in the Battle of the Sexes, right? But I'm going to bring it up because I'm calling it Fuck Around and Find Out. All right. So we talked about the sister who got hit by a brick, and we've seen all of these think pieces. We've seen everything that happens concerning this particular sister and why she got hit with the brick and people standing around allowing it to happen and how certain things are going into different things, which is going to lead into the Battle of the Sexes, of course, right? So the one thing that I'm starting to notice, and I want to get y'all opinion on, is have you noticed how people, what sides people are falling on concerning this? Now, the thing that alarms me is the fact that she was really running around hitting people and acting crazy, you know, like she really smacked some dude in the face, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then some dude not understanding his own prowess and not walking away. We have no idea what the precept was before she said to, whatever she said to him. Like, I don't know if there was a video, I didn't see it, but he hit her with a brick, and then she's like, she's complaining about black men, and then in the same breath before, she did all these videos about how black men wasn't this or wasn't that. And I think that she fucked around and she found out. Now, let me be clear, right? My views or anything else views that being expressed does not reflect the 50 Radio Universe or any other organization that I happen to helm, represent, or be a part of. I'm just basically stating for the record, I do not believe that black women should be hit with anything, point blank. But I do understand that if you hit someone, right, they have the potential to hit you back. You know, they have a potential to put their hands on you just like you put their hands on them. Now, we do understand randomly that there are some black men who literally have killed black women for rejecting them in some form or fashion, whether they are asshole backwards, whether they are something that's going on, a narcissist, whatever happened. There are women who are very real, you know, it's very real. They were killed. They were murdered. They were murdered for not giving up a number. And one of the things that I had heard in the drip was Manella said, you got to give them your social media and then block them so that you get out of the situation, that they have to be safe. You know, that you'll be safe, and then once you get on social media, you block them and you go about different things. And so I want to ask the ladies, you know, literally, do you feel safe interacting with a man on the street? Do you feel safe to have a conversation with another person?
There's always that question in the back of my mind, because you don't know what's in the mind of a psychopath. You don't know what they look like these days, because it could be anybody. If the energy is good, because I can read energy very well, I don't really have a problem with it. I don't like to take a long time. If a man wants to approach me, and he's respectful when he's within his approach and he lets me know he's interested, I will give my social media before I give my phone number. And then after a certain amount of conversations, we may or may not exchange phone numbers. But there have been plenty of times where I did not feel safe. I did not feel comfortable moving away from that guy because of past experiences. I've had a gun pulled on me because I didn't pay a guy attention. I've had a guy get in my path where I couldn't move forward. I couldn't walk forward. You never really know. It depends. But like I said, I have been approached by certain men that made me feel very, very uncomfortable. And you get afraid to step away from them because you don't know what triggers people. And just you moving away from them can make them feel rejected, you know. So, yeah, it's been times where I didn't feel safe. And I want to talk about that chick. The truth was told about her. She did this 2 years ago. Was it two? Yeah, about 3 years ago she did the same thing. And that was not from her being hit with a brick. It was from her injecting saline in her face and wearing a mask to that club that alleged incident took place. And she is a very violent individual. She has put a hit out on people, a particular woman, to have something done to her. She's a scammer. But let's pretend that this thing was real with her. I do not condone violence in any way, shape, or form. I do believe in self-defense, though. Most definitely. If there is a man, woman, or child coming at you and trying to cause you harm, you have a right to defend yourself and knock the soul out of them, literally. But with, I believe in self-defense. Let's put it that way. Let's leave it at that.
No, that's understood.
Yeah, for me, I mean, especially because I'm in an area where I don't really know anybody, you kind of sort of want to be more social, trying to learn your way around, but you also, like Danielle said, you have to read the energy in the room. It depends on the approach, whether I feel safe or not. I know. In one particular instance, since I've been here in Tuskegee, I was sitting in my car at the grocery store, and a guy just walked up and started talking to me. And I didn't feel comfortable. And so I just made an excuse, but he wouldn't walk away from the car. And I started the car and started backing out, and he was actually holding on to the side of the car. So... yeah, you gotta. It just depends on what you're seeing, you know. So, fortunately, there were people there who knew him, and it was like, man, let that woman go, you know. But I mean, that could have gone any kind of direction, you know. So, I want to be social, but I also am cautious about how I handle that. I'm more likely to have a conversation with somebody who's standing in line with me at the store rather than somebody who just approaches me in public.
Had a girlfriend years ago. We were very good friends, and she was, I mean, just incredibly beautiful, just that natural pretty. And we were out one night coming from a party, and a guy approached her. And I don't know what the conversation was because I was standing with my other girlfriend a little distance away. And next thing I know, he's grabbing her, talking about, you think this shit's funny, being pretty and rejecting the motherfucker. And he got ready to hit her, literally. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, me and my girlfriend, we jumped on his ass. We didn't let him get away with it, but it was just because she wasn't interested in him. And it's crazy, and this is what makes a lot of us women feel unsafe about a man even approaching us. And it's a shame you feel safer talking to a guy online or, like Lisa said, standing in line maybe at a market or something in a store having a conversation rather than being approached by yourself outside somewhere, because you don't know. It's a lot of psychological warfare going on with people. They are not healed. They're not healed, and they are easily triggered. And that's why I always say you don't know what's in the mind of a maniac or a psychopath.
And then, too, society has turned into an opera aria. Everybody's singing me, 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 and they don't care, you know, how someone else might feel about it. If I want you, then I'm supposed to have you whether you want me or not.
I have someone
in my life that I deal with to this day that I knew more than 10 years ago, and he still is chasing me down. Every time I move somewhere, he's still in my inbox talking about, I want to take you out. You know I'm your guy. And I have blocked him. I haven't spoken to him, but he is still being persistent, and he had no chill factor. At one point, I was dating someone, and he came to the guy's job looking for me.
Oh.
Wait, he came to the guy's job looking for you?
Yeah, that's not kosher
in any sense of the word. And the wild thing is that
I was dating managed a restaurant. So he figured if he couldn't catch me anywhere else, he figured I might be there at the restaurant with him, with the guy I was dating. So he just showed up at the restaurant.
But what is he going to do? Like, that type of obsessive behavior is the type of stuff that where you know that person is not, they're not all together there. He has no claim or anything else to you or as a person. Like, so for him to sit there and be like, I'm going to go to this restaurant knowing that you're there with another person, that's a person that's looking for trouble, looking for, you know, anything else going on, you know, and you're looking for particular things. Like, you know, I remember when me and my brother went to the Bobby Brown concert. We was walking around during a Bobby Brown concert, right? And he saw his girlfriend with this other dude. Now, it really could have just gotten bad, right? But my brother played it cool. He was like, you know, I'm not going to be mad. He waited to talk to her. Now, the funny thing about it, right, because that's his baby mama, you know, it's my his oldest son, that's his mother and stuff like that, right? He never flipped out, you know, but on the same thing, like where certain people do it, he had a child with her, you know, but literally when you have nothing and you have somebody who's just borderline just obsessed with you and doing, I remember, I can't remember her name, Catherine, her name was Catherine. So when I was an undergrad, There was a person named Catherine, and she had this dude, Mark, and this dude, Mark, was so obsessed with her. Like, he was so obsessed. And it was, like, weird because nobody knew that he didn't go to the university, right? But he was just on campus all day long, waiting for Catherine, following around, doing everything else. And it was, like, funny because her brother, Omar, right, him and his other, not Omar. What's her brother's name? Omar Vantage Klein, somebody different. So, like, they used to practice Filipino stick fighting, right? And so her brother had, what's the small, it was like a Toyota Tercel. He had a small Toyota Tercel, right? And he would let Catherine drive it. So Mark went and crashed it. Like, he crashed her car. Like he literally, like, had her car. He's like, let me drive it, and he crashed the car with anything else. And then he was like, So her brother was like, yo, listen, you got to pay me for the damages or I'm going to fuck you up, you know?
Right?
Yeah. As a dude, like, I'm not giving you any. So he fucked him up, like, bad, right? And this dude, I was like, I would have figured you would have stopped at that point. Like, this is not what you're supposed to do. And he just kept on coming. Like, he just kept on coming. And the thing was, like, he literally... Like, she lived in a dorm or state. It wasn't state. It was Colonial Quad. She lived in a dorm or Colonial Quad. I'm telling all the business. But literally and figuratively, he got, like, her roommates, her suite mates, they figured out they seen him so much. So basically, they let him come in, and he went in a room, right? And so at this time, she was trying to avoid him, do all kinds of stuff like that, because he was waiting for outside class. So she was like you can leave certain classrooms in the LT and walk through the tunnels, right? So she was going through the tunnels. She wasn't walking up. She's doing all avoidant behavior. And so here it is. She's thinking she's avoided him this whole entire time. And she goes back to her room, and he's sitting in her room. She opens the door. He's sitting there, right? Made himself at home and everything else. And then when she told him she wanted to leave, he broke up all the shit in the room. Now, literally and figuratively, like, he was, like, going crazy. And then, like, he decided, like, he wasn't going to attack her, but he was, like shaking her. Like, he was, like, shaking her and doing all this other stuff, but he wasn't, like, hitting her, but he was shaking her real violently. And so they had to call the police. And then when they arrested him, they found out that this dude had mad shit. He had mad warrants and shit. That shit was crazy.
Oh, God.
And so ain't no telling what could have happened because of this person, this male's obsessive behavior where it's like, yo, he's so obsessed. Like, and people, when they're like that, and you're like, you know, I feel like, you know, let me not say that. That's bad. But I feel like things have to happen to certain people in order for them to stop doing what they're doing. Because they're going to continue to do the stuff that they do, regardless. They're not going to let up. They're not going to break. They're going to keep doing. They're going to keep coming because they hadn't learned that lesson yet. You know, they hadn't. You know, they haven't been put in jail. They haven't been. You know, stuff like that. You know, and it happens with men too. It happens with men. You know, with men, people get upset.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anything else? It works both ways. Trust me.
Absolutely.
I left the area altogether, but this person, this same guy, just showed up in my inbox again, found me on Instagram about 2 weeks ago, talking about I want to take you to dinner. How many ways do I have to say no before you get it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy because just yesterday, or was it this morning, I went on my Instagram and I seen a notification for a follow request. And I looked and I seen who the guy was, and this is a guy that I was talking to last year, a year before last, and he got pissed with me and started disrespecting me and calling me all kinds of ugly names and stuff and just insulting me, telling me I thought you'd have been dead by now and all kinds of crazy stuff because I wouldn't meet up with him and give him the time that he wanted because I wasn't ready to meet up with him. So he just got really disrespectful and I blocked him. And he done made up a whole new name and sent me this request and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. After how nasty you were to me, I'm supposed to accept a follow request? No, stay where you are. A whole new name, but the same picture. I'm like, okay.
I don't get guys like that. When I was still living in Virginia, I had met somebody online, and we started exchanging information, and we decided that we would go out together. So I met up with him in a coffee house, and we were supposed to go, you know, meet at the coffee house, and if we were comfortable with each other, we were going to go to dinner together. So we're having a good conversation. I'm thinking everything's working just fine, and we were talking about where we wanted to go eat dinner. So he says, well, I have a coupon book in my truck. Maybe we can find something there that we can go and eat. So I'm like, cool. He goes out to the truck and peels off out the parking lot like something lit a fire to his ass. And I never hear from him again. Then like 3 months later, he gonna inbox me talking about, are you still single?
What an asshole.
Like, you know? Yeah. I don't even know what that was about.
Yeah,
that's
a little. That's a little warm.
I was watching.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that he's an asshole. And those guys are very common. But I was watching a video earlier, and this woman, her boyfriend was so obsessed with her. He used to beat her, and she got away from him, and he found her again, and he wouldn't leave her alone. So, I mean, he would follow her car, go to where she was eating, go to where she was working, just constantly stalking this woman, threatening, leaving all kinds of messages and notes and stuff, and text messaging her constantly throughout the day, every day. And she figured maybe the only way that she could get him to stop is if she went and talked to him in person. Well, that was a bad idea because when he opened up the door, he snatched her in and he started beating on her right away. And the beating went on for over an hour, and he knocked her down, got on top of her and scalped her, literally like cut half of her scalp off. And then he called his pit bull in to start attacking her. Yeah. She doesn't go anywhere without a hat anymore. She won't even look in the mirror without a hat. And after he cut her scalp off, he told her, look in the mirror now, see, now you're bald, you're not pretty no more, nobody will want you. And then he put her scalp, the hair, everything, in a plastic bag, made her wipe herself off, and, not only did he scalp her, he kept jumping on her stomach, I'm going to break your ribs, and he finally broke them. But he gave her this big oversized jacket with a hood after she wiped herself off and gave her the plastic bag with her scalp in it and sent her on her way. And no, he didn't send her on. He made her get in the car with him, and he dropped her off, pushed her out of the car like a block away from her house, her mother's house. And then he lied and told the cops that he didn't touch her. It was his pit bull that attacked her. This obsession thing, man, look.
Nah, that's no. Somebody's got to go. I'm sorry. Somebody's got to go. And then even if it's a pit bull attacked her, even if the pit bull attacked her, right, he's still responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so for him to say, oh, you know, it's this. Nah, that's not how this works. That's how not any of this shit works. And more importantly, not just that, you know, he definitely go to jail. Like not even and then gave her a scalp. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, he's locked up, but he sticks to his story that he didn't touch her, even though when they got to his apartment, it was a trail of blood from where he had been beating her all over the apartment, and they found the knife that he used, which was actually a knife that she carried, and she had pulled it out to try to defend herself, and he knocked it out of her hand, and then he grabbed it and grabbed her hair and literally just, like, started slicing her scalp off. And but they found the knife, and they realized that it wasn't the dog. And he's locked up to this day, but he's still trying to claim he is innocent of everything. He never touched her and all this other bullshit. Man,
oh, he got to go.
Hands off. Yeah, cut his hands off and stick him up in jail.
He got to go. All I'm saying is he got to go. There's no... You gonna cut somebody's scalp off and then act like, listen, you've got to go. All I'm gonna say is like, yo, it's not even to the point where it's debatable. Like you know for a fact what you did and how you did it. You know, it's buck wild. It's
crazy
really buck wild.
Man.
No, that's all. Like, man, listen, I'm not waiting. None of that shit.
Yeah, I had to stop my neighbor. She had gotten obsessed with this guy. He was a twin. And honestly, I don't know how she could tell them apart, because they were identical twins. I mean, down to the moles on their faces, I couldn't tell them apart. I guess when you be with somebody for a certain period of time, you know who they are. Anyway, he didn't want to be bothered with her anymore. She kept calling him, texting him, wanting to see him. And I guess it was God placing me there, because I was getting off the bus coming home from work one day, and I seen her standing on the corner waiting to catch the bus to go see him. And she pulls out this knife, and she says, "I'm going to take care of him right now." I was like, "No, baby, you're going to come with me. Come on. We need to talk." I stood there, and I had to talk to her for a minute, because I knew how obsessed she had become with him. And I was like, "You got something to live for. You don't want to do that." But he got somebody else, and this and this and that. I said, "Well, that's his choice. You can't stop nobody from being with who they want to be with." "Well, he was mine and all this other stuff." I'm like, "No, baby, he's not yours. Nobody belongs. You're talking about possession. That's not your person. You can't make anybody be with you." "Well, I'm hurt and this and that. I'm going to just go take care of him." "No, you're not. Come on. It's craziness, man. And I thank God I never got like that.
I can't figure that one out. That's luck wild to me. But at the same time, you know, not to tell my business, you know. Hold on for a second. Oh, wait a second. Your brother, the eloquent one, just joined us. He's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Mr. Wendell Perry, to the War Council.
I'm gonna greet him like my my youngest used to say, my husband had a friend named Wendell. And when my youngest son was real little, he couldn't say Wendell. He said, "Mr. Wendeyo." "So how you doing, Mr. Wendeyo?"
What's going on, good people?
Yeah, no, we were supposed to do, I forgot, Adrena players, the war of the sexes, the thing that we were discussing in the chat when we were talking about the whole thing, we was going to get into that and forgot that. And literally she had made the flyer and everything, but unfortunately her daughter came down with strep. So she's dealing with a lot of stuff, like, you know, she's dealing with all the sickness right now. So she said that she's going to try to get to us, but I told her, I said, "No rush." I said, "This probably be the shortest word count, because, you know, everybody's on land. Life is life right now for everybody right now. So you know, we can't be like, all right, you know, let's do this." So I went to the subset that I originally had, which is the F around to find out, and we were talking about, of course, which is going to lead to the war of sexes. The woman with the who got hit with the brick, and then that led into a conversation about people being obsessed with people. So, you know, that's what we've been at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I heard some mononormative language there, dealing with possession. Someone feeling so bad about someone doing something, and he belongs to me, and it's like, no, you don't belong to anybody, and nobody belongs to you. So that's what I came in. So.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine.
Emotionally unhealthy attachment styles.
Mm-hmm. She felt like he owed her, because they had been together for a little bit, but they went and got tattoos of each other's names and all kinds of stuff, and she just felt like, "You belong to me. You're mine. You're not going anywhere." You know?
Yeah, that is insecure attachment.
You know,
and that is often interpreted and widely misconstrued as love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that. Jealous, possessive, you know, attachment is not love. That is trauma bonding. is not love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
You ain't going to love me either, guys. I'll be damned.
Absolutely. I am not a possession. I am a person, autonomous at that. I decide who I'm with and when I'm with them and for how long I'm with them. So
absolutely.
Do what you need to do to make sure that I make that choice and that you are my choice. And I'll do the same for you.
It is absolutely fantastically crazy, which is you know what? The funny thing is, all right, so I'm going to tell my business on War Council. So I have an ex. I have an ex-wife, right? So my ex-wife is very, very, very interesting, to say the least. And so my oldest is 28, right? So she thought it would be prudent. She thought it would be prudent to suddenly write me, get in my inbox, and threaten me, and threaten to get me for all kinds of things, and just right now, mind you, I don't talk to her. I don't have conversations with her. I practice the Grey Rock method with her, right? The last time I talked to her, literally, was when my mother died, and she made my daughter call me so she could tell me how to feel about my mother passing.
What?
Right. Yeah. She did that. And so my son, for his barbecue, requested that I invite his mother to the thing because that's his mother, right? He requested it. She did not come. She said it was going to make her feel awkward. And beforehand, she was doing all this extra stuff. Then she was proclaiming to me that I need to acknowledge my daughter's greatness because my daughter is working two jobs. She's in school full time, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I said the same daughter as well as $20 every 2 days. And she's got two jobs. Same person, right? Same person, you know, borrow money, do different things. Right. So, right. She literally believed that she can control me via my daughter. My daughter's an adult, lives in her own space, got her own apartment, everything else. And she's doing all of this stuff to try to get to me. And she's talking about everything. And then what occurred to me as I read through what she was writing, she's really been stalking me. She's really been watching all the stuff that I've been doing. She's really following behind the stuff that I'm into. She talked about destroying my brand and all kinds of craziness. Like, she really – I showed Danielle the thing, right? I showed Danielle. I was like, Danielle, look at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle could tell you, like, she was going ham. Ham.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you writing me? I was like, why are you writing me? I said, what is this? I said, why are you writing me? So I don't have nothing to do with you, but you're in my inbox talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I got a phone call from my daughter who said she didn't want to be in the middle of this. And she's like, disregard everything the mom said. She was drunk. She came home. She was triggered, blah, blah, blah. So I said, in what world do you believe that you can just be triggered and just come for somebody and act like you and say all the stuff that you said and I'm supposed to forgive it? I said, this is the type of behavior. I am not married to you. I've not been married to you for almost 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've not talked to you in like five. We've not had a sit down conversation since what? It's 2000. It's 2023, right? So 2017 is what? That's 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's 6 years, right? In her
six
mind,
years.
Huh? Yeah, in her mind, she believes that she can still control me and say things to me and threaten me. Because of my daughter. And she's like, stop harassing, leave my daughter alone. And I'm sitting there like, what are you talking about? She's like, I got tape conversations. I was like, tape conversations? I was like, I don't talk to you. You crazy than a bed bug. You're nuts.
Yeah, and a mattress full of piss. You got that right.
You know, and then she had written me a letter talking about, you know, you wanted to be with me. I was like, no, No, you're not. What nothing to do with, I don't talk to you. I don't want nothing from you. Go away. Go away.
Wow. I want to be with you like I want to get kicked in the head.
Okay. Look, I was gonna put it in workouts, but it just would have been too much. It would have been too much to put it in there. But Wendell, I'll let you read it. I'll send it to you so you can read it.
All right,
but it's obsessive behavior, and I'm sitting here like, I'm like, you live in a different part of the state. You're living with your husband. Why are you worried about me? And I was on my petty stuff. I had to have people like Danielle and Rare talk me off the ledge because I was going to do some real super petty shit. Like, I was going to be super petty. But I was like, they said, just let it go. Don't even respond to it. Just block her. And then the funny thing is I blocked her on all my social media. Any social media I had, and I saw her profile, I put her up to block. I was like, block this person. Block them. And then I guess she couldn't get in contact with me, so she started to talk to our daughter. I was like, even then, that's obsessive.
You know, wow. And wait a minute, she's married and she's bothering you like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, he's married.
Yeah, man, sounds to me like that would have been a perfect opportunity to record a conversation, take a screenshot, and then send it to her husband. I was going to do it,
but cooler heads prevailed, and then that would mean that I need to, you know, be around. That's why I was like, it's funny because I was like, I was mad I didn't say that screenshot. I didn't say the thing that she wrote me about being with her. I said, Sean gonna love this. he gonna love all of this.
Yeah, man. Well, and brother, you know what? Kudos to you for allowing cooler heads to prevail. Because yeah, I would have been on the when you go low, I go to hell type of tip.
Yeah. Oh,
Michelle Obama would not be proud of me. I'm talking Earth, mutually assured destruction.
But then again, it's expected of a Sith Lord to do those type of things. It's expected.
Absolutely, man. I can feel your anger.
Mm-hmm. That's why I stay away from people, because I know what I'm capable of. And there's no coming back from it. Okay? And I do things on my own. I ain't letting nobody know nothing. I don't make no noise. I don't change my attitude, my energy, my facial expression, nothing. I just make it happen. And if I just happen to leave some evidence behind, oh, well, you know. So people don't fuck
your
with me.
Your evil skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
Okay. On some real shit. It's real.
Right.
Very, very real.
Right. Yeah. Hatred and anger only leads to the dark side. Like, I'll see you over here in the light.
I know how dark, trust me, I know how dark it is within me. And I have prayed a whole lot to keep from going there, because I know some. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I don't want to.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm with you on
you
that.
Make...
There's a part of me that is very, 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 and I know that. So I keep that part of me at bay, because it could lead to a whole lot of trouble.
It's like I tell people, you take mine, I promise you I'm take yours. There's not going to be no notifications, no authorities involved or anything. I do believe in street justice. Trust me.
But that's
make
that's
them beg for mercy.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, because he kept bringing up my son. I was like, my son ain't got nothing to do with you. I was like, he's related to our children, not to you. You don't get to say anything to him. You don't get to talk to him. You don't get to do nothing. And then you still saying that you coming for me and mine and all this other crazy stuff, and you about to do this. And I'm sitting here like, you know, and then Ray was like, what is it? Yo, actually, Dawood would have you down too. That was like, what is it? Do you really think that she could do all the stuff she says? I said, no. I said, but the fact is, I said, it's never what people say they can do. It's what they have access to that you got to worry about. That's the other thing. And people can get so obsessed that they will do some dumb shit. And I said, here's the thing that's the thing that she learned and she figured out how to do. That's how I ended up married. She leveraged the fuck out of me. I didn't want to marry her, but she had something that I wanted, which was my children. She had been playing these games, and I folded each and every time. And so now, in the back of her mind, I think she believes, still, I can make them fold. I can do this. And I'm sitting here like, listen, if you come near my family in any form or fashion, I'm gonna fold you. You know, I'm not gonna play with you because I know that you don't have any good intentions. You know, if you show up, like people do a whole bunch of stuff. Like I remember when we was in North Carolina, this dude, he threatened Jay. I stayed in shorts the whole weekend. I said, if you show up, I'm not talking to you. I'm just going to do strange things to you until you fold. And everybody's like, you damn sure what stuff was in shorts. He was like, you was in shorts until Saturday night. I said, I sure was. I said, because I firmly believe that if you're gonna tender me a threat, I'm gonna tender you a promise. These two things are not the same. They are not mutually exclusive. If you show up, that means you're making good on your threat. So I'm going to make good on my promise. And so that's part of the problem, that's what it is. And I'm like, and I won't feel sorry about it because you went out of your way. You know, and a lot of people go out of their way to do things. And so even with my ex, I always forget about it. I was like, I'm not forgetting anything. I just know that you can't be anywhere in the vicinity, period. You know, it's a bad thing. You know, you made a bad choice. No, but
this fuck around and find out moment was brought to you by pettiness and vengeance. Get some.
Wow.
Make them beg for mercy and then deny it to them. Because those who beg for mercy are too weak to deserve it.
I swear to you, I'm going to get this Jedi outfit just so we can meet up and we can have a lightsaber fight. It's going to be fun. Anyway.
Wow.
It's going to be fun.
Wow.
It's going to be fun. I'm just saying, my lightsaber's got. Listen, you know, because you know, Greek was, you know, one of my pledge names is Mace Windu. I ain't playing with nobody.
Wow.
Nobody. That's what it is. I was like, well, you know, we blurred hard over here, especially, you know. Matter of fact, the Honey Drip is starting the anime division. That shit is just like got legs and started running already. I'm like, catch up, you know. Everybody's like, y'all doing anime division? Word? Word. But let's move on to the topic because I'm running out of time, and plus it's a school night, and I still got to do something with this kid, and it's a whole bunch of stuff, but. We're just for everybody who's listening, who comes back to the playback and you listen, we are going to do War of the Sexes next War Council, which will be the second Tuesday night in October. We're going to put a whole bunch of advertising. I'm going to make reels. I'm going to do all that stuff. I'm going to send it out. I'm going to get all kinds of stuff going on with that. It's going to be on. It's going to be popping. We're going to have good conversation. We're going to have the full War Council panel, hopefully. Jonah B. Heald. You know, we'll have the eloquent one. We'll have that woo, you know. And I think I'm expanding. I think I'm expanding the panel to at least 10 of us so we can have a really good conversation and have it really balanced and have a good thing. So just anybody who's listening, we're definitely going to do War of the Sexes in October for the next War Council, just so that y'all know. But for now, we're going to go over here, and I got the eloquent one. And I'm going to bring this topic up because I think he's the perfect person to start us out. We're talking about sexual autonomy. How does one establish or have sexual autonomy? What are your thoughts, Mr. Berry?
Oh, then I think it's fundamental to be able to not only have but exercise complete agency over oneself. Yeah, that is our right as human beings. You know, the degree to which you relinquish, you know, power over any aspect of your life is the degree to which you become enslaved to the will of others. So, I think it is imperative that we all have sexual autonomy. And with that, we know exactly where to place the consequences of the decisions made when exercising our autonomy. So no one can say that they are a victim of anything when they are making the decisions to do or behave, you know, in a certain way, because they're doing it because they want to. So, that's bad.
That works. All right. Ladies.
With great power comes great responsibility.
You got that shit right, and I'm going to tell you right now, my body, it's my body. It's my journey, it's my body, and I'll do what I want. You are not going to manipulate me into trying to believe that it belongs to you or anyone else. This is mine, and I have complete autonomy over it. And how do I know that? Because I wake up in it every single day. This is mine. And that's just the way it is. And I have the freedom to give it to whomever. I am a single woman, for one, okay? But even when I was married, my late husband wanted certain things to be done and me to perform certain acts and join in certain things. And no, I'm not doing that shit. And I don't have to. I don't care how mad you get. It is mine. You have no control over my body. And you're not going to take it from me. And if you try to, you're going to remember me. Physically, there's going to be something left on you. I promise you that. My body is my body, and I do what I want. And I'm not about to freak you something, but I'm going to do it when I want to do it and how I want to do it and who I want to do it. And that's it.
All right. Well, Lisa Lips, what's good?
it kind of goes back to my first conversation about the guy that showed up at the other guy's work. There was a time when I was involved with him, but like I said, that was many, many years ago. And the one time that I spent time with him at his house, he had the entire house wired for video, and I didn't know.
Oh,
and the reason that everything went crazy was because he had a live-in girlfriend that I didn't know anything about, and she found the tape, and she tortured my life after that. When it comes to autonomy, it's about, it's my body to do what I want with, but you got to be aware of your surroundings. That made me so very, very aware of the things that I get myself into after that. And that's also part of the reason why I don't want to deal with him anymore, because he still lives in that same house and was still trying to invite me to that same house. It would be stupid of me to even show up in that kind of a situation when I know that coming into your house pretty much ruined my life 20 years ago. Why would I walk into it again?
Oh, no, that's crazy. That's a little extra. I wouldn't even know anything about, man.
Well, as far as that's concerned, I mean, I think that in ordinarily, I think that most of us don't know that we have the ability to have our own autonomy. As to decide what it is that we like, even though that we understand that the sex industry is a $1 billion industry because people are looking for the things that they turn them on, their triggers, their arousal, their pleasure centers and things of that sort. People are always looking to stimulate in a particular way. And I think that the way that we think about sex is all about social engineering, if you ask me. I mean, we are basically told that we're not owners of our own body. And our bodies are subject to these rules, either through religion, through law, through established policy and social contracts, all of that. And so when people start breaking the mold on those things, people start to look at other people as deviants because they don't do those things that are traditionally expected to them, either in a Judeo-Christian format or what they feel is like, you know, this policy that that we've been given this a house, you know, 3 kids, white picket fence, you know, 2 cars. These different things are going on, which doesn't speak anything to the desire that we might have as individuals and the things that turn us on, you know, the things that make us tick, the things that are our absolute things that we request that are in our bedrooms that we're afraid to not speak of or not have the freedom of it. And so I think that, you know, I think a large part of society is repressed. And then I also think that people who aren't repressed, they give you other rules so that you don't get to see the shit that they're doing and see the bullshit that they're practicing. And I think that's the fucked up part about most of this, you know, people having sexual autonomy. Like, people won't get the chance to admit that, you know, maybe somebody likes skipping oral, you know, men or women. Some people might want their nipples pinched and wear nipple clips. So if somebody wants to do something, you know, a lot of times people are not going to speak about those things out loud or have those type of conversations or speak to the point that they'd like to, like, have sex. Well, sex is one of the most driving forces that we have in our biology. I mean, you know, does anybody disagree?
No, I agree. You have religious zealots, you have hypocrites that want to have some sort of control over you. And it just ain't happening, Captain. The zealots, they can't stand me. They really can't stand me. I'm thoughtful, but there are certain times when you have people that come out and they want, oh, you just nasty. Oh, go ahead. Don't act like you ain't something like that. Go on somewhere. You know? So I agree with you. Absolutely.
All societal conditioning is an outside force trying to assert control and dominance over individual behavior and activity, and that is what causes the repression, which is actually kind of it's hypocritical, where you have a bunch of sexually repressed people trying to impose their sexual repression on people who are free and embrace their individuality as a means of gaining conformity and consequently control. So what should be taught and promoted is one is awareness and education, responsibility, and then the acceptance of consequences for your behavior in your actions. Because a lot of people want to talk about being free and being autonomous until they make a decision that has consequences, and then they want to find a way to, you know, blame somebody else or and things like that. And that, you can't have it both ways. If you're big and bad and bold enough to do something, then you are also big and bad and bold enough to own up to whatever the ramifications of it are.
Absolutely.
And be just as bold, you know.
Absolutely.
Say yes own your shit. And
what depression does, it
gives people a way to not own their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you're right. I'll tell you quick. Yeah, I did it. It was good, too. And leave it at that. People don't want the truth. They want a pretty little umbrella of denial and lies to make them feel better about their shit, their bullshit, their repression, suppression, whatever it is. And I'm supposed to feel bad because you don't want to get your shit off?
Yep. I'm with you when you're right, but you can be wrong by yourself.
There you go. Right. I own mine. I don't play those games because denial gives me a headache. Because it really is like, I don't know what the hell I call it, but you have to keep on and keep on and keep on pushing it and pushing it when the truth is so simple and easy. It's like telling a lie. You got to remember that damn lie over and over and over again, word for word, verbatim, and I just don't have time for it. Leave me alone. I like to do what I like to do. I ain't hurt nobody. If you don't like it, well, take it up with your personal demons because I don't have anything to do with it, honestly. So, and that's just my whole attitude. And I am disliked a lot because of my attitude, but guess what? I sleep fine at night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen. I think it's a funny thing to look at it because there's so many people who think about some of the things that they're doing. Like, you know, and I think how people handle things is the things that make things differently. You know, because we're taught to operate within these confines and these boundaries that people give to us and say, okay, here, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And then when you veer outside of that, then people get upset with you because this is the expected social contract that's being laid down and given to you. You know, like, you know, and I'm pretty sure, like, because I think Wendell's the only person who's poly in the chat, you know, why is it in different countries polys is very acceptable? If you can, you know, like in certain countries in Africa, if you pay the dowry and you do everything else, you can have multiple wives. It's expected, you know.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I believe that Akon has four wives.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I think
he had 10.
You think, how many you think he has?
I thought he had 10.
I
believe that he has more than four wives.
I'm gonna find out.
You know, research hobby in the building. I'm about to find out right now.
I think along with that though is an understanding of, or at least a an ability to say, you know what, I know that there's a responsibility that comes along with having multiple wives, and I'm willing
mm-hmm.
to accept that responsibility. And because I'm going to accept that responsibility, I don't have to worry about those who, you know, who can't or won't. They're just not the man for the job. I'm the man for the
yeah.
job, which is why I have the job. You know, so people who don't fit the bill need to stay quiet about their inability to fit the bill.
You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
And if the women are in agreement that no one is making them be married to him, I even saw one of his a little Instagram reel, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, I've gone out and women come up to me and say, I'm going to be your next wife." Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's something that when you have the ability to do that, you know, and whether or not it's, you know, polygamy, polygyny, or polyamory, if you are able to, you know,
handle the responsibilities of what it is that you say that you desire, then there should not be a reason why you cannot have it, as long as the other party or other parties are you know, open and agreeable to it.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of whatever works for you. And, you know, that's not my business how you choose to live. I have a whole lot of folks in my life who, I was a church girl. My father was a local minister. So anything that I chose to do was the topic of discussion amongst the entire church half the time. And my mother used to say I was sneaky because I chose to do whatever it was that I did in my own space. But anything that I did that was known became a topic of the entire church. Yeah, so I go out on a Saturday night.
Because they were good on being in your business so that it could deflect off of them and theirs.
Yep.
I go out and work at the club on Saturday night because my job required me to go. And then I go to church on Sunday morning, and they're telling me about what I shouldn't be doing. But didn't I just run into you going into the liquor store the other day?
Absolutely.
Yep. The hypocrite. The hypocrisy of it.
Oh, man. That's the key word right there. That is the key word.
I'm the business that pays you.
There you go. And your damn motherfucking business. I'm trying to tell you, stay out of mind. Go get you some business and get out of mind, please. Please, I'm trying to tell you. Don't tell me what I'm told you.
There's an old gospel song. Yeah, I have one particular issue where I had posted a picture on my Facebook page, and girl that I know came after me because she said the picture was inappropriate because my godchildren were my friends and all this bunch of stuff, and just like ripping me apart on Facebook. I was like, do you really want me to talk about everything that I know about you? Do you really?
You want to come at me publicly,
but you know, I know where all the bodies are buried because you tell me everything.
Listen, you just tell these people, listen, you know, Jesus preached about this very thing. Jesus himself told y'all to mind your own business. He said, he says, don't worry about the speck in your brother's eye when there's a beam in your own.
Right.
There you go. That's why when people tell me you're supposed to, I ain't supposed to do nothing but stay black and die. Everything else is an option. Leave me alone if I do something to you. I tell you, leave alone. Ain't got nothing to do with you. I promise you that.
Nah. Hold on. Now, you just said something that Uncle Ruckus don't really agree with. You said you ain't stay black and die. And as someone who is suffering from the horrors of re-vitiligo, it's the opposite of what Michael Jackson got in Lucky Bastards. I take offense to someone telling me that I got to stay black. I am not black, nor do I identify as black.
Oh, you know.
Wow.
That, Lord, I miss that show. I need to start watching the Boondocks again. Ooh, Lord. That was too funny, though. I'm trying to tell you.
You got nothing to say black and die. Just say black and die.
Right. Everything else is an option. And it does not include you. I'm trying to tell you. People, see, I am so peaceful now inside. But it took me a couple mountains to climb to get here, and I have learned from the best. I've learned the worst from the best. I look at people now, and I give them a grin and keep it moving. you ain't supposed to. Okay. Watch me. If folks just mind their damn business, the world would be a better
place. Yeah.
Honestly.
What a wonderful world it would be.
I have truly, truly ruffled some feathers in my days. Okay. I was even public enemy number one at one time for a long time because I do what I want to do. And I don't allow people to stop me from doing what I want to do. Even now, I've got a few folks that try to be up in my business. Well, you should. Uh-huh. And I keep right on moving.
Yeah, I get some of that. You know, when I first became a honey dripper, after being raised in a United Methodist church all my life, I cannot even tell you how many people hit my inbox when I first posted that I had gotten my first bag, talking about, you sure that's what you want to do, baby? I'm doing what I do out loud. I'm not creeping around with brother so-and-so and then coming to church on Sunday pretending it didn't happen.
And even that ain't my business. I don't involve myself in it. But I've had a few women send me friend requests, and they were a mutual friend of somebody else. And as soon as I answer the friend request, they come in my inbox and say, "You nasty." Yes, I am. You have no idea. And it pisses them off. But if you mind your business, where are your feelings getting hurt? You really don't want to know. I promise you don't.
They come on telling you that you're nasty. But they're asking for is, can you show me how to be nasty? I'm jealous.
I offered. I know I can get a bit cleavagey, if that's even a word, in some of my videos, but that's my business. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, dude. I believe
it's
what I'm looking for.
Cultivating this rack, and I like showing it off.
Yes, the word that you're looking for is bathycopian.
Say again.
Bathycopian.
Bathycopian, and that means?
Adjective describing a woman with a deep bosom.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to remember that word. And I'm very articulate, but I ain't going to remember that word, Wendayo.
But you qualify.
I'm just going to stick with cleavagey, okay? Because I know
qualify.
I don't remember that.
That's the important part. You qualify. It's you. It's you. That's it. Yes. Yes. I
am
going to
look
you.
That
you,
up,
you say
though.
Cleavagey, and I'll come back behind you with bathycopian.
Bathycopian. Sounds like a woman.
Yeah, you need to type that one in the chat for us.
Yes, please do, so we can find out how it's spelled, and I can keep repeating it and using it in my daily conversation. Some kind of way I'm going to fit it in there, and then it'll just become second nature to me to say it. But right now, I might bite my tongue if I try to say that again. I'm trying to tell you.
I had to say it because it is so rare that I find an opportunity to use that word in a sentence. And you gave me the perfect opportunity.
Well, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
you definitely got to type that in chat. I will definitely put that in a piece.
Listen, all I'm saying to you is, you know what, we have a vocabulary that big, you know you slaying with the word. Like, you're like, I got more than a big vocabulary.
My spine just got a little bit more straighter and taller because I learned a new word. As soon as I figure out how to say it, to pronounce it, I'm going to use it.
Yo, listen, I was going to say some incredibly bad things, but I'm going to let it go because I just happened to be on one. And then Alicia just bugged you out because she was like, you sure you would be on it? You sure you would go that route? I'm like, so you must have been listening to the book. Would that be surprised? Yeah, so you must have been listening, huh? Well, you know,
right.
I heard a couple of the podcasts. Oh, so you used one of them hidden numbers that came up. I didn't know who it was.
Right.
And
you randomly came across, okay.
Have some bad ideas.
Yeah.
Take it home and try it. That's what, you know. But no, that's one of the most important things. You know, the funny thing is, since we talk about autonomy and stuff like that, is people get pissed off when you understand and you know yourself, and so you know exactly what it is, and you don't have no problem moving in and out the field. And they be like, "Yo, why are you saying that?" You be like, "Cause I'm free enough to say it. What's wrong with you?" You know, so say stuff like that.
I had somebody tell me I was bad. I had somebody coming by talking about that stuff. Y'all talking about is nasty. Y'all nasty. That's a thank you. Absolutely. Y'all, that's the stuff y'all talking about. I said, now, I'm supposed to be not a B. I'm up here saying the bathroom. You saying bathroom? Okay, it's B-A-T-H. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm copying and pasting that right now.
All right,
okay.
We've got to come to an understanding.
I love new words. To me, words that are new to me, I love it, man. Because
yeah.
I like to have a very wide vocabulary as well. Awesome. Thank you for the new words about being cleavagey.
I would say so. I don't know. This could easily go left, but I'm not gonna let it go there.
You was about to say, man, the Urban Dictionary just says she got some big old titties.
Big old
bitties.
You
like? Big old bitties. Like, oh, you know, with the
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, see, there you go. It works.
I am absolutely going to incorporate this.
I'm just telling you, what you got to come on one of the 100 podcasts. Like, we got one coming up on the 19th. The stuff that flies around. What did you say, Danielle?
Oh, no, I just wanted to know, what is the term for a man that has a lot of junk, and, you know, rather large.
So we have to look that one up.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Otherwise, well, I guess you could say priapic. Yeah, that would be it.
Would priapic. You say pterodactyl? What?
I know you didn't say pterodactyl.
You said pterodactyl, man. The word is priapic.
Priapic. Okay.
Derived from the Greek deity Priapus, which was, I believe, a satyr, or not a satyr, but yeah, a god, or at least a demigod, who had a extremely large phallus, was impotent. So,
I know that story. Okay, I know that story. Okay. Oh, yeah. It was a curse.
He was an absolute curse.
I remember that story.
With a very large member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was
also cursed with
impotence.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I definitely remember that story.
You can drop that one in the chat, too.
I remember because it was speaking about the nether region of a man. So, yes. Okay. Awesome. Oh, we'll get a lesson here. I love that.
I would be up half the night writing now.
Oh, I'm definitely going to fit these words in a piece. One of my drip pieces. Mm-hmm. Awesome. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here. I'm working in the background while I'm talking to you. Anyway, listen. what we're going to do is I got to get off because I get this kid off to bed, and I'm sitting here fooling around with that. Now, listen, we're going to do the next War Council will absolutely be the second Tuesday in October. It's going to be the War of the Sexes. We're going to talk about different things, frame everything. We're going to have some things to play for y'all. We're going to do this whole multimedia thing. It's going to work out. It's going to be dope. But I want to thank everybody that came out this evening. I want to thank the eloquent one, Mr. Wendell Berry, rocking out with his socks all coming in with the dictionary definitions, rocking out. And if you've been listening, make sure you put those in there. You might get something. You know, you pass the SATs, but shit, you might need them in your regular life. Impress somebody today. Impress somebody. I want to thank Lisa Lips. I want to thank Danielle. I want to thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being here on Epiphany Radio Universe, or For Real Entertainment Network. We boldly encourage you to go where poems have never been before. We encourage you to take your socks off. A baby, baby. All right. So that being said, tomorrow is also Divas Talk with Danielle, essentially Zanice, Lisa Lips, and also
Lady
Gay. Anyway, let me stop saying that sounded bad, shady. I was like, yeah, her. Let me stop. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna wish for her to have a truly good experience with something that uses the initial B B C.
There you go. Put that good energy out there, because the first rule of the universe is all energy must return to its original owner. So put that good energy out there, even when you want to be shady.
Well, I'm hoping that she can get back so I can get some WAP. That might be nice. Let me stop admitting this stuff out loud. This is crazy. Anyway, crazy. I shouldn't be saying it, but I'm saying it. And I haven't even been drinking. This is nice. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Own your shit.
I think, you know what? You're right. You're right. Absolutely. You know, because, you know, I need someone to clean my clock. I'm not just stuffing out my English muffin. Drain the well.
Oh, my.
Slam the hand.
You have not because you asked not.
Listen, I'm just saying it out loud. I'm saying it out loud. I'm putting it out to you. I need to have my toes doing gang signs. I need to be curled up into the corner of a bed, sucking my thumb and forgetting about what it was.
Yeah.
I need to be revisiting my childhood in those dreams because the head was so heavenly that I woke up and didn't know where I was. You know, I need to be put to sleep the right way. You know,
hey, come on, talk about it. Amen, brother.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm like this strange power.
I am conducting interviews right now.
I'm gonna sit here
and audition.
Yes,
I'm gonna sit here in my corner because I'm troubled. So I'm gonna just be quiet and mind my own self business.
It's the quiet.
All I ask is that you don't bewitch me by looking me in my eye while you're doing certain things at the moment of. The moment. Just don't give me the eye.
Oh, eye contact is absolutely necessary because I will talk you through it and to it.
We don't want to be bewitched. We're not going to be bewitched. We're not going to
shoot.
We're not going to do it.
Speak for yourself, brother. I'm looking for the female Shang Tsung, man.
Yeah, listen.
Well,
bow down on or something right now.
No, 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 no.
Finish him. Fatality. No.
I gotta shake this off.
Oh,
oh. Oh my! I gotta tie my hair up because, Lord, I have a I'm a super, super visual person. I'm just leaving it at that.
I'm just.
And might I say, nothing does my heart better than to hear a belly laugh at a hive.
All I'm saying is you gotta let the gun go off a few times before it normalizes itself.
Normal. What is normal?
You got to squeeze off a few rounds before you can get accustomed to the recoil. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, see, okay. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about, right there, right there.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Understood. Where's my damn torch?
I'm just saying. I need all my legs stiff. Alright, I'm getting off. Listen, that's enough. For real, don't fire me. I just got slacking in. I don't know what happened. I was just losing it. You gotta forgive me. I was on some other stuff. We gonna figure this one out. Anyway. That being said,
hey, down the rabbit hole you go, brother. We went right down the rabbit hole with you.
I slid down that bitch like a mug.
Alice in Wonderland, man.
Not the wee.
Wee. I love this.
Let's replay. You're going to be like, so like, Nikki, did you get high at the end? I'm like, no, I really was. Not at all. I was wide awake. I was very aware.
Very aware.
Oh man, the brother took a red pill. He stayed in Wonderland and was shown how deep the rabbit hole goes.
This is your fault, Mr. Wendayo, because you the one gave the definition of really big being cleavage-y.
Yeah, it's your fault. You started this.
I
didn't start it. I was just helping the sister out, you know. I couldn't just let you walk away with cleavage-y. You know.
and it is so appreciated.
We will not have it.
All right. I got to go. It's time to go.
Yo, thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night.
We will not have it, though.
Y'all, love y'all. Good night.
Good night, y'all.